Jazz is the only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow. But jazz was, is, and always will be.
Silent. And then Ma Rainey spread black news by way of the backwater blues, as Bessie Smith picked up on it and spread the word through music and song, and the message passed on to Chick Webb, King Oliver, Buddy Bolden, and Jelly Roll Morton, and they played the word and passed it along to Louis Armstrong, Fats Navarro, Charlie Ventura, Roy Eldridge, and Fats Waller, who was known to holler, the joint is jumping with a fat man's joy, as everybody started stomping at the Savoy. Then the word grew strong as the immortal bird came along and blew all the blackness that was true with some bebop brand new, turning everybody on with his unforgettable horn. As Lester Young became the first pres of our race, and we turned around and dug on the beautiful face of Billie Holiday. As Billy began to sing praises to the black man's name, and the good brother Monk doing some funk so that the whole world could see what he is, was, and always will be, a genius creatively. And Miles began to set new styles and put us miles ahead, as Dizzy set us free to be ourselves and ride to heaven from hell in the latest Eldorado, coming for to carry us home. Then Dinah sang finer as Duke and Ella rode to fame, going to Harlem on the A-train. And we tuned into Charlie Mingus' bass, setting a soulful pace that let us taste the down sound, and found our hearts beating to the voice and drums of Abby Lincoln and Max Roach in their hip approach to blackness. As Eddie Jefferson crooned an original tune, and Lambert Harrington Ross scattered a new cause, and we sampled King Pleasure's treasure and listened to James Moody's moans, and then dug the dynamite drums of brother Philly Joe Jones. As Milt Jackson played the vibes and leaps and strides with the MJQ that sped our prides into sophisticated funkiness. Meanwhile, Sonny Rollins was building a bridge for us to leave behind our grief, for the soulful relief to find our own black minds. To tune in on Bud Powell, who played the piano with funky hands as he filled the seats and made them stand on funky nights down Birdland. Then the mighty hawk made his horn talk, and we heard Baby Ray play What I Say, and Jam was set to Dig Ornette as Art Blakey broke free, spreading the message to you and me to dig on the trumpet of KD as we broadened our range and counted our change with Basie. As our father Hines blew our minds, and we grew fonder of Errol Garner as Eddie Harris bent our ear talking about Listen Here, and Eric Dolphy made his sand with a side called Iron Man, and Gene Ammons told his soul, and we mined the hearts of silver that bought funky gold. And Oscar Brown and Joe Williams got down, and we spun around, 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 and Doug Clifford around, blowing a sweet funky sound of soul with a rhythm of gold, and along, 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 came Train, who blew away all the pain, 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 in the name of all the black people on the planet Earth, and all the stars in the cosmic universe, as Brother Train blew to the east to destroy the beast and bring back peace to black people. And everybody heard the majestic word of Train's horn, telling us of a love supreme for black people that grew strong, and on, 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 from the soul, from the heart, from the spirit, from the brain, from the love of Brother John Coltrane. Then Jimmy Smith got funky with it and preached a sermon not to walk on the wild side, but ride with Wes Montgomery, who played his best every day in our life. As Shirley Scott's organ got hot, and she and Stanley set more funk free, as Ama Jamal played with renewed ability to give our minds some tranquility, so that we can listen to an in-soul depth Brother Archie Shepp, as Jackie McLean broke on the scene, blowing mean and harder for everybody to listen to Betty Carter, as Sun Ra shine and Cannonball's horn whine. Mercy! 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 So Sonny Stitt started piping it. We couldn't get enough of Brother Jack McDuff. As Freddie Hubbard began to bud, and we heard from Donald Byrd, and there'll be no others like the Aller Brothers. Then Wayne Shorter grew taller, and our ship left dock with Herbie Hancock, as we rolled with Lee Morgan and grooved on Richard Holmes' organ. And Dun Dug the soul of Art Tatum produced the sound that made him, as Rufus Hawley blew an old new type bagpipe and put the pants back on a man, and Nina Simone grown Mississippi, goddamn. And Brother McCoy gave us peace and joy as Elton brought our Freedom Jones down on us. Charles Lloyd filled the void, and we watched Roland Kirk work, and with a sigh of relief, listen to Yusef Lateef blowing a flow of flurries of peace from the east, as Pharaoh Saunders floated down the Nile with Brother Leon Thomas to herald the promise of peace and happiness throughout the land. All praises due to the creator of the black man.